In today's show, Bitcoin fails worst-case scenario monthly close for the first time starting December, sub 57,000, and Plan B updates us here, 98,000, nope, floor model first miss after nailing August, September, and October, no model is perfect, but this is a big miss and the first in 10 years. Outlier slash black swan, I will give floor model one more month, stock the floor model unaffected and on track to $100,000. Watch out for trolls confusing the floor and stock the flow model. And tech dev updates us here. 56,900 November. Missed model intact on high time frame. Still targeting 70 to $110,000 BTC in December. And Michael Saylor, the CEO of MicroStrategy, in a new interview with CoinDesk, shares that Bitcoin will become a $100 trillion asset class, which virtually means 100x from here. Also in today's show, Bitcoin correction weakest of 2021. So far, as hopes of a Santa Claus rally are on the rise, quoting Nikita Radinia here of 8848 Invest. Despite the obvious setbacks thus far, Bitcoin is still on track to close the year at 70,000 per coin, and should this feat be achieved, we may see Bitcoin touch $75,000 in early 2022 before we get a major correction. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell says two Ethereum challengers are set to outrun ETH and unveils massive end of the year crypto outlook. Quoting him right here, I don't think ETH stops going up. The whole space is going to go up 100x over the next 10 years. And he predicts that ETH more than doubles in value in the coming weeks, finishing 2021 closer to 15,000 than 10K. And he also says that Ethereum is going to skyrocket all the way to 40,000 by the summer. And his base case is 20,000 by March, the latest. Also in today's show, Bitcoin still hasn't seen the big crescendo bull market top, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee. Quoting him here from a new interview on CNBC, I think there is a good chance we'll hit the peak either later this year or maybe early next year, but I think we're still on for December. We'll see a rally coming up, and when we do hit the peak, it's going to go very fast and easily surpass $150,000 to $200,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin currently correcting while Ether, many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. Happy December 1st. As usual, we have a lot to discuss, so let's break it down. Bitcoin has failed to hit that notorious $98,000 November price target, but its creator Plan B has not given up. In a new Twitter post today, Plan B said he would give his floor model one more month to prove itself. Now, Bitcoin should have rebounded out November in a worst case scenario of 98,000, but a combo of factors conspired to produce a much lower monthly close. That's right, a close at around 57,000. The pair firmly missed its target, this translating to be the first failure on Plan B's floor model in Bitcoin's history. Quoting him here on this tweet, 98,000, nope, floor model miss after nailing August, September, and October. No model is perfect, but this is a big miss in the first in 10 years. Outlier slash black swan, I will give the floor model one more month, stock the flow model unaffected and on track to $100,000. Watch out for the trolls confusing the floor and stock the flow model. So there you have it. Do you agree with Plan B that the stock the flow is still on track to six figures? Holla at your boy. Now, most recently, the floor model correctly predicted the monthly closes for August, September, and October, adding to hopes that six figures could enter into December, just as Bruce Lee entered the dragon. Let's go. And as more traders and analysts accept the fact that that the 2021 bull market may take longer than anticipated to reach its peak. Plan B reiterated that his other Bitcoin price forecasting models remain intact, and among them are the popular stock-to-flow based tools, these calling for at least $100,000 as an average price between now and 2024, and the expectation is still that Bitcoin will attract a six-figure price tag before the end of this year. I agree with Plan B 100%. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, November's close coincided with fresh downside pressure on Bitcoin, and then we have all the panic and organized FUD combined with the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell admitting that inflation will not be transitory in nature, and sentiment likewise took a hit, dropping from neutral to fear. As taking a look here at the crypto greed and fear index, we're currently rated a 34 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 40, last week a 42, and last month a 74 in greed. Now, Plan B's floor model meanwhile has its work cut out to remain a valid price guide. In just 4 weeks, it predicts a Bitcoin price of 135,000, with the Bitcoin price currently trading at around 57,000 at the time of this recording. That means we need to climb $78,000 within the next 4 weeks. Let me know if you feel this is likely or unlikely for the king of all crypto. And Plan B updated us a couple of hours ago this morning. Stock the flow model on track since March 2019, and one standard deviation ban, which is in the dark blue, aiming for $100,000, as you can see here in this chart. And Dr. Ape responded, "I don't think it is still valid, man. You can't have such a wide range to self-validate a model." And Plan B responded, "Yes, the interval is wide, but that does not mean it is invalid. It just means the prediction is very rough and not very precise. You decide if it's useful to you. I consider it very useful to me." And they also shared this stock to flow multiple latest update, which shows actual price of today, 57,000, with the model price at $98,318. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Tech Dev, 56,900 November, missed. Model intact on high time frame, still targeting 70 to 110,000 BTC in December. And Michael Saylor was recently interviewed by CoinDesk and says Bitcoin will become a $100 trillion asset class. And if we run the math with the Bitcoin market cap currently sitting just above $1 trillion, that means he predicts Bitcoin to 100x from here. And hypothetically, if the Bitcoin price was the 100x along with the market cap, we're talking about a $5.7 million BTC. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin correction weakest of 2021 so far as hopes of a Santa Claus rally on the rise. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin currently correcting down about 1.5% for the day, trading at $57,200. We have ETH up almost 2%, trading just under $4,700. Solana up almost 3%, trading at $223. Polkadot barely in the green. We have Luna up 2%, trading at $57, while Cardano, Dogecoin, XRP, Litecoin, and Shiba all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. In previous bull market cycles, there's been a measurable correction before a rally at the end of the year. And if history rhymes, it could be on the cards. Once again, we've certainly experienced a correction. Bitcoin hit a new all-time high, almost touching $70,000 on November 10th, and has since retreated around 17% to current levels. Now, some mainstream media outlets, such as Forbes, has taken the view that the current pullback has plunged the markets back into bearish territory, which we all know is nothing more than FUD, right? With a rather salacious headline, "Did Bitcoin enter a bear market after falling 20% from its all-time high?" and a Tuesday article. Also like to point out, this is like the sixth time this year Bitcoin has corrected more than 20%. So this is nothing untypical. You feel me? But November's dip was actually the weakest correction of 2021. So keep that in mind, overshadowed by Bitcoin's whopping 53.4% correction over 3 months between April and July. So the most recent correction in September was the second deepest, reaching 37% from April's all-time high. And in its Monday on-chain weekly report, analytics provider Glassnode argued that the current correction is just business as usual for Bitcoin hodlers, hinting that it may soon be over. And it also confirmed that this current market correction is actually the least severe of this year in 2021. Last December, we saw a 47% surge in Bitcoin prices throughout the month, and December 2017 witnessed an 80% pump to new all-time highs. At the time, both were in bull markets just like today. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is trading just above 57,000. So a Santa Claus rally similar to last year's could see the prices surge to top 80,000 before the year is out. Now, 8848 Invest co-founder Nikita Radinia is also confident about a Santa Claus rally. She shared the following: "Despite the obvious setbacks thus far, Bitcoin is still on track to close the year at 70,000 per BTC. And should this feat be achieved, we may see Bitcoin touch 75,000 in early 2022 before we get a major correction. Now, interestingly, Ether is currently outperforming Bitcoin as it has for the past 6 years straight. The ETH slash BTC ratio is the highest it has been since mid-May at 0.082 BTC per one ETH, or around 12 ETH per one BTC. Now, this could see ETH lead to further price gains in December. And after taking a deeper dive into the on-chain patterns, Glassnode concluded that Bitcoin investors are in more profitable positions than during September's correction. Quoting them here, both long and short-term hodlers are hodling more profitable supply than September's correction, which can generally be viewed as constructive for the price. Now, Glassnode reported that the total proportion of profitable supply held by short-term hodlers has increased by 60% since September, and it summarized, in bull market conditions, this combo usually sets out a fairly constructive short-term outlook. Hopes of a Santa Claus rally, therefore, are starting to grow. Such a spurt at the end of the year can be attributed to a number of factors, such as holiday cheer and increased liquidity due to Christmas bonuses. And before I break down next story of the day, macro guru Raoul Powell says two Ethereum challengers are set to outrun ETH and unveils massive end of the year crypto outlook. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.7 trillion with $130.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 40.7%, with the Ether dominance on the rise at 21.2%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Voyager token leading the pack, up 27% for the day, trading just above $5. Stacks up 20% for the day and almost 50% for the week, trading just under $3. And Clay up 13% for the day, trading at $1.56. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Real Vision chief executive and macro guru Raoul Powell is predicting big run-ups for this cycle from top Ethereum competitors. The former Goldman Sachs executive says in a new interview with Invest Answers that although 82% of his portfolio is in Ethereum, he thinks the smart contract platforms Solana and Terra will outperform ETH this cycle, quoting the macro guru here. So why don't I have all my money in those? Because I have less certainty, because the network effects are less pronounced. So therefore, I have to have a smaller bet. But I don't think ETH stops going up. The whole space is going up 100x over the next 10 years. So you can back a lot of different horses and still make money. Powell predicts that the crypto markets will see a big price surge moving into the end of the year. And after, he thinks that traders will get rattled, quoting him again here. We'll probably start to see a sell-off in early January or late December because people are expecting something. And I think it'll be wholeheartedly wrong because I see nothing but a wall of money coming in January, February, and March. Now, Powell predicts that Ethereum more than doubles in value in the coming weeks and finishes this year of 2021 closer to $15,000 than 10K. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And he also says that the second largest crypto asset by market cap could potentially skyrocket all the way to $40,000 per ETH by the summer. And he notes that his base case is ETH hitting $20,000 by March at the latest. What are your thoughts surrounding his Ethereum price predictions? Where do you feel Ethereum is likely to end up before the end of this year, within the next 4 weeks, as well as the cycle peak? Let me know in the comments right down below. And I'll include this interview with Raoul Powell in the show notes below the video in the description, entitled Money, Macro, Metaverse, and Crypto with Raoul Powell. And checking out some of his recent tweets, the ETH slash BTC chart is, in my opinion, the most important chart in digital asset markets right now. A break higher will lead to more risk seeking into year end. Bitcoin will go higher too. And checking out this throwback tweet from October 20th, he wrote, an ETH bigger move, 40,000 by March slash June, would only be one standard deviation overbought versus trend. This is not a certainty. It is a probabilistic outcome. For me, 20,000 ETH and 200,000 Bitcoin is a shoo-in, 70% plus chance. What outperforms and how this plays out is anyone's guess. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin still hasn't seen the big crescendo bull market top, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Smash.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. In fact, for the month of November, we surpassed 545,000 podcast downloads. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, or Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto veteran Bobby Lee. Shout out to Bobby Lee. I previously interviewed him here on the show. Let me know if you saw that. If you haven't, I'll include it in the show notes below the video in the description because it's pretty good. He thinks that Bitcoin still has a long ways to go before reaching the peak of this cycle, even after tumbling sharply from its new all-time high, just under 70,000 earlier this month. In a new interview with CNBC, the former CEO of China's biggest crypto exchange, Bitcoin China, says he's eyeing for the next few months for Bitcoin to break out massively to the upside. Quoting him here, "We know that we're in a Super Bowl cycle for crypto, for Bitcoin, and we really haven't seen the crescendo yet. We haven't seen the peak yet. So there's been a building up of interest all throughout the year. We saw a mini peak of 65,000 earlier this year in April. I think there is a good chance we'll hit the peak either later this year or maybe early next year, but I think we're still on for December. We'll see a rally coming up, and when we do hit the peak, it's going to go very fast and easily surpass $150,000 to $200,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Bobby Lee and what asked what might spur the Bitcoin to virtually triple in value so quickly. Lee said that the wide-ranging growth across several crypto sectors remains relatively underreported. When prices soar to new highs, Lee believes that the general public will take notice of the crypto space in a big way. As he shares here, the catalyst for rallies is usually a lot of good news. There's a lot of good news that could come out in the form of regulatory stuff or in terms of adoption. There is a huge crypto market now. Over 100 million people in the world own Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. This is not the traditional financial system, so it's not well reported in the mainstream media. But the reality is a lot of people in the world are trading it with the advent of NFTs, decentralized finance, decentralized apps, and decentralized exchanges. Crypto has gained momentum over the last few years. So when we do see a peak, everyone's going to be talking about crypto, and we just haven't seen that yet. But I do believe we're in the early part of this bull market cycle. Now, Lee recently took to Twitter to explain what people should look for to determine if the bull cycle is about to top out. As he shares here, "Bitcoin bull market, you'll know we're near the top when the whole world is giddy about crypto, when there's euphoria everywhere. With so much good news all around, no one believes the bull market will end. Are we there yet? No, not even close." So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview with Bobby Lee on CNBC, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin fails worst case scenario, monthly close for the first time starting December, sub 57,000, as well as Bitcoin correction weakest of 2021. So far, as hopes of Santa Claus rally rise, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell says two Ethereum challengers are set to outrun ETH and unveils massive end of the year crypto outlook, as well as Bitcoin still hasn't seen the big crescendo bull market top, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee, who predicts we easily surpass $150,000 to $200,000 per BTC for this bull market cycle. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Our very own Katie Lux wrote, 84,000, let's freaking go. Thanks, JV. Great show as always. Ready for blast off. Cheers, fam. Always a pleasure. 84,000 BTC. Send it. Let's freaking go. Our next feature comment comes from Minner Dino, who wrote, thanks, JV. You're doing an outstanding job. Keep up the good work, mate. See you on the beach. And I responded, you got it, fam. See you on the beaches of the world. And our third and final feature comment comes from Chris Minka, who wrote, I'm from gold/silver market. Was in it since 2000. It's obvious that Bitcoin is taking down gold. I sell gold and buy the dips now. And I responded, smart play, fam. Bitcoin will continue to eat away at gold's $10 trillion market cap and eventually flip it. It's destiny. Take that, Peter Schiff. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free, and I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.